Radio every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it, and what's it seems weird and scary to me. It'll happen to you.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
See, we didn't have a chance beforehand. My headphone level is so low, I can't even hear. Up, up, up and away. Up a little more, up a little more. There you go. Thank you. No other station is that unprofessional where they adjust their headphone levels on the air, but we are, and we're proud of it. Proud to be the most unprofessional radio show on the air. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I heard a little bit of yesterday's show, not a lot, because I called in. Obviously, I was listening.
Right.
And you know what? I hate to say this, but it sounded pretty good. And even you and Dan sounded good. This kills me to say this. No, it kills me. It kills me to think that if I bow out, you actually could be capable of just, you know, carrying on.
Oh, my goodness.
But I think you might be able to.
What's wrong with this one? I wonder what we do different when you're in here.
I don't know, but when you're in here with me, you're horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, you were great. I thought, what the heck? You know, Paul comes in. Listen to these two.
Who are these guys?
Yeah, they're interesting, entertaining, and I get in. Same, same old, same old. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Just to go back to the reason I called yesterday, and I wasn't kidding about this. This has happened twice within a week where I see two knuckleheads in convertibles in the rain. Twice in the last week. The one was in Wildwood on Highway 100. And the guy's behind me. And I told my wife, I said, look at this guy behind me. He's got his top down. It's raining. And it's like he just driving along.
Did he at least have his windows rolled up?
He did have
worst look.
I hate
ever.
That look.
I know.
Thank you.
You have a convertible. What the heck are you doing?
Yeah, you convertible people who ride along with the front and back windows up. That is the dumbest look. Don't have a convertible. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't roll the windows up. Yeah, I had the windows up like that's going to shield the rain or something. And then yesterday on Interstate 70, coming back from Kansas City, I'm right beside the guy. It's an interstate, and I pulled up alongside of him. I almost wanted to, like, signal something. Hey, your top is down. But I know he knew.
How do you know where I'm going?
I didn't get it. Paul's right, though, because I've had convertibles, and sometimes a rain kicks up and you didn't know it was coming. And if you're moving like 50, 60, 70 miles an hour,
it's all going right.
The windshield deflects it all over you as soon as you slow down, though. Well, this guy had every opportunity to pull under an overpass, or, you know, just kept going down the highway. With his,
I bought a convertible. I'm going to use it.
Maybe he was on LSD or something, or whatever today's drug is. I don't know. Oh, man, we have a lot to get caught up on. I am so... Let's put it this way. I'm almost giddy about the fact that this Piers Morgan, this Brit moron that I cannot stand, made such a fool of himself Monday night. And the only reason I know this is I'm on the highway going to Kansas City. I have satellite radio on, and I had this just because I'm flipping for something to listen to, and I hear that irritating Piers Morgan voice. But it's what he was saying that caused me to lock on to it. And now he has to feel like the most foolish, stupid, idiotic, but I guarantee you he doesn't. And let me get this out of the way. It's a gun thing. And there are two or three people listening now who don't want any gun talk. Well, you'd be wise to listen to this because there's a great lesson here for all of us who mouth off before we really know what we're talking about. He had three people with opposing views in whatever that's called, Piers Morgan denied or whatever it's called. And they were explaining how the gun is not the issue. It's nuts. It's crazy people. It's evil people. And this Piers Morgan, and maybe somebody else heard this Monday night or watched it, goes off on the AR-15. And I mean, he says, this is another perfect example. This gun has to go. This AR-15, we don't need this. And he went on and on and on. Well, guess what? The guy who used a shotgun, it wasn't an AR-15 at all. A shotgun. And he specifically talked about this guy and how once again, this gun is the root of and a big part of the problem in America. And he kept talking about what America did right or wrong. Hey man, you're not even an American. Don't, you know, start telling us about what America should or shouldn't do till you become an American. You're British. But when I found out, and I'm sure when he found out, and by the way, there are a lot of people to blame here. Fox News, CNN, CNBC, all these people, AR-15, people are so quick to jump on, I think it was an AK-47. They don't even know what an AK-47 is. They don't know. They don't know what an AR-15 is. One guy on TV said these AR-15s, that gun has such a powerful bullet. You can get an AR-15 in a .22 caliber. That is not a powerful bullet. That's a squirrel bullet. It's a plinking tin can bullet. But it can still come in the form of an AR-15. It makes those of us who really love the Second Amendment, those of us who like to shoot, those of us who are responsible, it infuriates us when people call something automatic that's not automatic, when they say a guy used an AR-15, when in fact he used a shotgun. And one last thing. A 12-gauge shotgun has never been on anybody's gun control agenda. It hasn't been proposed. It's never been part of a bill. Sarah Brady, the Brady bill, they never once included a shotgun. And what did this guy do all this damage with? A shotgun. Shotgun is the most common hunting long gun in America. And nobody's ever once put it on that list. And they never should. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm delighted that Piers Morgan looks like such a buffoon today because he had no idea what he was talking about. And you know, and shame on Fox News. I told you guys, they've put up on the screen Fox News, and here are the exact words. Fox News has confirmed there are two shooters.
Right.
Unbelievable. Somebody, I hope, got fired at Fox News and a couple of other places. There's a guy who, I think I have it here. He did some research and sort of laid out all the mistakes. Oh, he calls it media fools rush in on the big story. And he points out a couple of things. The Boston bombing, and I wasn't aware of this. He says that, I think it was the, well, it was several of the outlets. He said many news outlets initially and incorrectly identified the shooter at Sandy Hook Elementary, said identified the shooter as Ryan Lanza. That's the brother of the shooter.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Adam Lanza was the shooter. And it says 5 months after CNN and Fox News reported there'd been arrest in the Boston Marathon bombing. And at the time they reported that, there was no arrest. Not one person had been arrested. And you can just go on and on down the line here. He says, one of the problems is, and this is good to know, and I didn't know it, and maybe you didn't either. I sort of knew it. The reason for a lot of this erroneous reporting is that the news outlet people listen to police scanners. They monitor the police scanners. So if they hear something, you know, if they hear it there, they assume what's on the police scanner must be accurate. And this guy points out that in many cases, the information is incorrect on the police scanner. It's what somebody is reporting to dispatch at police that somebody told them. Because it's on a police scanner doesn't make it true.
Well, yeah, how about the Boston Marathon bombings? Those poor guys that were, I think the New York Post or whatever, circled them or had them on the front page saying bag men. Remember they had backpacks?
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't
see that. And it was a high school runner with his trainer, his coach,
I missed that.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of erroneous information about the bombings.
And here's the thing, it'll never change. It's never going to change.
No.
It's always going to be that way. It's just...
Because they always have to be first.
They always got to be first. And I didn't see once yet somebody step up and go, we are so sorry, we look like idiots. Nah, they just move on and think, hope you didn't notice it. Well, I noticed it. That Fox News put on the screen, confirmed by Fox News, two shooters. I noticed that stuff. Now, what they seem to get so, what seems to make... be so important to them that's not important to the rest of us is when you hear, especially the local news, saying, you heard it here first, or you saw it here first on news. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't see it. How do you know where we saw it first? We might be seeing it for the first time. That is so unnecessary and irrelevant. They don't get it. So that's it. I feel better. Way to go, Piers Morgan. You big bag of hot air. Holy cow, that guy he just irritates me.
And what did he start on? He started on one of those reality shows like X Factor.
It was America's Got Talent.
America's Got
Talent. Oh, that's right. He was a judge.
Yeah.
And that's the first we ever heard of him. And yeah. I know that in Britain he's supposed to be some sort of big deal journalist.
Head of the tabloids.
I got to tell you something. People make fun of Larry King. I welcome Larry King back to that CNN show any day. I'm not kidding. Larry King, hunch over, look like a vulture, wears suspenders. I don't care. At least, you're an American and sort of iconic in this country as a journalist. And come on back and take that show over. Do we have any Burke segment today?
Yeah, I got a couple times.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. First thing I was going to mention goes back to what you were talking about, the mother of the confirmed shooter. I like her statement today. Did you see that at all? She essentially said,
yes,
I don't know why he did it. But I'm glad he's gone and not able to harm anybody anymore.
I thought her statement was so well...
refreshing to hear something.
And here's the other thing. Didn't you feel like it was coming from her, not an attorney,
right,
not a publicist? That was her... those were her words.
Yeah.
And I thought, well done, Mom, because she's got to be heartbroken.
Sure.
You find out your kid is a monster, and she apologizes, when in reality... she has nothing to apologize for.
She said, I would have loved to have asked him why he did it, but I can't do that now.
Right.
And
no,
I'm
good
just
for
glad
her.
He's gone and can't harm anybody else.
I agree.
Second thing, I saw this article on Yahoo Travel, and I can sum this up pretty easily. They're asking the question, are yoga pants on a plane in bad taste? And I say no.
Well, what are yoga pants?
Oh, you don't know what yoga
pants really
are.
Tight,
those really tight black, almost skin tight.
I've heard
black.
Enough. No.
Yeah. No, there you go. Yahoo Travel. We can
this might
that,
be not in the best taste, but these would be kind of camel toe pants.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the audience agrees. Yeah, no, I have no problem with that.
Not in bad taste at all.
Yeah, and tight yoga pants any day, but guys with sleeveless shirts with sweaty underarm hair, get off the plane.
Those kind of pants will take the bad with the good in those cases. So,
I agree.
But
unless they're on the wrong woman.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm willing to take the bad for the good.
I'm not sure I am.
Yeah,
have you ever seen
a 400-pound
woman in those pants?
Have you ever seen some of the websites that have women in yoga pants? The good ones.
I'm sure you're going to show me
the good ones.
Sure, you have them bookmarked. He has them as favorites.
Oh yeah.
I've seen women in tight.
I mean,
pants.
There's some of the. There's one for you right there.
Okay. I vote.
Willing
yes.
to sacrifice some.
I vote. Yes.
Some poor. So.
Okay.
What is that? Did you Google something there?
Oh yeah, it was really easy.
Okay.
Just Google women in yoga pants. Dan, what do you have? Anything?
No, nothing.
All right, Burke segment's closed. That's the official closing of the Burke segment. We've got a lot of good stuff today, a lot of fun stuff today. And for Peon, and this is strictly for you, did you see the new world record for speed on land with a bicycle? Did you see that?
No.
No.
And it was in a recumbent bike.
No.
How fast do you think? It was on the desert flats out, I guess, west. New record, and this is a bicycle.
I can't imagine.
Wait, how fast do you think?
Oh, man.
Oh, wait.
Now, I think I've gotten the bike up to, like, 30. And that, yeah. And man, you feel like you're going to lose control.
I'll say 47.
81.
No.
What? Yes. Ooh. 81 on a recumbent bike.
While he's pedaling?
Well, yeah, the thing had to be geared.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to go through every one of 50 gears, and the wind has to be right, and the surface has to be, and the tires have, and I'm sure it's a custom, but it was
I can't imagine you can get that much propulsion, is that the word, on a recumbent bike, because you would think being over the top of the pedals, you could get more speed.
Yeah, I think
that
the opposite, because
mind.
I think when your back is pressed against the back of the bike, you can push the pedals forward.
Yeah, because there is no back to the seat on a regular bike, but man, that's
and
still
here's
hard
the other
to
thing. If you're upright, you can come down on the pedals, but the wind resistance is greater if you're up.
True.
If you're recumbent, you cut the wind resistance. Listen to me, like a physicist.
And I've seen, because my recumbent bike, the seat is almost straight up, but I've seen the other ones where it's almost like a rocking chair. Was it like that?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
I just heard, and it was a network newscast, and they said, and by the way, the old record, it only beat the old record by a fraction. The other one was like 80 point something. So, I mean, a couple of people have hauled it on bicycles. You are moving on a bike.
When you're
81 miles an hour. And I don't know what the tire size was. I don't know who built the bike. I'm sure it was the lightest weight carbon fiber, whatever.
But I have one more thing I wanted to mention.
Berkshire is closed.
This can be outside the
You Berkshire. Want to reopen it?
No. This can be just we were talking the other day about the woman in Hawaii that was upset with the long name.
Right.
I found, somebody else found a video of a Hawaiian station who actually was able to pronounce that name. You remember how many? It had like 40-something letters in the last name. So would you like to hear
I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Now, this, for those who don't know, this is a woman's actual last name in Hawaii. Her first name was beautiful, started with an L.
Yeah, Leilani or something.
Yeah,
and she was upset because the Hawaiian ID wouldn't allow all the characters to fit on it.
All right, here's her last name as pronounced by a TV station?
I think so, KHON, yeah.
In Hawaii.
Uh-oh, wait a minute here. Why am I not getting
so
any sound here?
I bet this didn't have a
while. Here we go.
Paul was here, but didn't have.
Slokelani ki ihana iku kawakahi hulihe e kahauna ele. Has had to carry TIV.
What?
I do that again.
All right.
Go back to the beginning.
Janice, slokelani ki ihana iku kawakahi hulihe e kahauna ele. Has had to carry
TIV. Oh, my God.
Now, when she was in grade school in Hawaii and they had roll call.
Oh.
They probably just went, Janice.
Janice.
Now, she said her first name is Janice.
Janice, yeah.
We had
I thought it
as,
was something else.
With an L.
Maybe her middle name or something was like that.
Time for lunch, kids.
Everybody's dismissed except.
Janice.
Yeah, I need to see you after class.
Yeah. Or the principal gets on the intercom. Could you send Janice?
You know what it sounds like? Mike Evans signing off the end of the show.
Only a Hawaiian station, I think, would be able to nail that one.
That Hawaiian stuff, it all sounds the same to me.
A lot of vowels.
I'm not saying that in a, like, any sort of a negative way or demean. It just sounds in the same way that lots of Chinese and Asian stuff sounds the same to me. All the streets turn on Kaliuka, turn right on Kolokiakiani, and then turn left on Kalina and right again on Kalukiana. What?
It would be hard to win a lot of money on Hawaiian Wheel of Fortune because you'd always be buying vowels.
And they're big on the letter K.
Yes, K and L.
K and L. They love K and L.
And all the Chinese restaurants, they all sound like they're mad at you. When you call, they go, "Oh, China King, what you want?" And then you go, I want the beef and broccoli. You want number 5. All right, what's your number?
Yeah, it's like they're in New York, deli.
They're mad.
Or something. They do sound
mad. Hey, Doug on line 2 said that he works at the airport, and he has stories about women and pants.
No, I'd love to hear it. A break can wait. We can do that anytime. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Everybody should be. So you have a story about women in pants, tight pants, and you work at the airport.
Well, yeah, I work for an outside contractor, and we work there, and sometimes, we'll be up where the checkpoint is, and you see a lot of people come through, and There's quite a few that are very good to look at, and then there are others that look like it's just two children fighting under a blanket as they walk away from
yes.
it. Yes, I've seen that look.
A bag of puppies.
So. My dad used to say two cats fighting in a burlap sack.
it's bigger than two cats.
Okay, two big cats.
But you're willing to take the bad for the good, right?
It always makes up for it. Yeah,
yeah, I think
so. When the good comes by, it's really good.
Doug, are you a married man?
Yes, I am.
Why would you be looking at that?
Because I'm a married man.
There you go.
Great answer. That's the perfect answer. All right, Doug.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, and the material they make that with is almost turns into see-through at certain times. Certain light hits it.
You know what, Peon? You've looked a little too closely.
Yeah, simmer down.
Simmer down. Does anybody say that anymore?
I don't know.
Well, they should. Let's bring it back. Yeah. Simmer down, Peon. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take your calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. But we're going to talk about windows. We're going to talk about Window World. It's interesting. I had an email this morning from a listener, and he said, Frank, I hear you talk about the original $189 window company. I'm not making this up. This was his actual email, and he said, I'm getting ready to call to check on windows. I just want to make sure I have the right company. Is it Window World 314-993-1800? I wrote him back and said, that's it. This guy wanted to make sure that he didn't have an imitator, and good for him. And I wrote him back and thanked him for giving them a shot at his business and how much I appreciated it. And I want to make sure that you folks know that there is at least one other company, probably a couple, that they're jealous. That's what it comes down to. They're jealous of Window World. You know, there was a guy on the radio years ago in St. Louis named Justin Opinion.
Really?
Yeah, jealous of me trying to play on the name. It didn't work.
I don't get it.
It didn't work. He lasted on there about a month. But there's only one Window World. And when they say, the reason they say we're the original $189 window people is because they knew a long time ago somebody would come along and say, hey, our windows are $189 too. Well, that's like, that would be like taking, Rosie O'Donnell, all right? And let's say that Charlize Theron says, I'm a movie star. And Rosie O'Donnell says, I'm a movie star too. Well, there's a huge difference in the looks of those two movies. They're
levels.
Both movies. Huh? Levels.
Different levels.
Exactly. Levels. So here we have the cream of the crop at $189. Good solid window, and it's Window World, and that's what you need to know. If you want to contact them, you can go to windowworldst.louis.com or call the number the guy called who emailed me, 314-993-1800. Window World.
Let's get a check on traffic right now and see what Tim Weiland sees. Hi, Tim.
Still there? Dan?
Yes, sir.
All right. I wanted to say something to Frank here.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here.
All right. You guys were talking about all that stuff that was going on CNN and Fox and News and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, Frank, something you've been talking about for quite a while is the breaking news thing. You know, we were out and somebody said something about that. Okay, it was breaking news when it broke that day. But at midnight, they still had breaking news on every single channel. And they were just rehashing everything that happened.
And it's the same story. It wasn't breaking anymore.
No, the breaking news, they're going to get to the point that when they say breaking news, people are not going to pay attention.
They're
anymore.
Already to that point.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, every day you can turn it on there and there's breaking news.
I guarantee you, tonight, if you watch the news, don't watch it during our show, but the late 10 o'clock news, they'll come out of a commercial break, and here's what they'll say. Welcome back. We're following breaking news right now. They do this all the time. Right now, we're following a couple of breaking news stories, and then when they tell you what they are, they're nothing.
Yeah, they are nothing. But that's something I noticed. You've talked about that before, and I've really focused on that, and it's getting ridiculous now.
Very rarely. You know when you'll know if it's a real story? You'll hear these words. We interrupt this program to bring you this NBC or ABC or CBS news bulletin. That's how you'll know.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
You bet.
All right. As far as traffic goes, everything is just now starting to build some volume. You're looking at northbound 170, Little Heavy, Natural Bridge up through Airport Road, southbound 270, a little slow as you approach Doherty Ferry, eastbound 40. That's still looking pretty good to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, though, it looks like we're slow from the Poplar all the way through 64, just in some pockets there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change oil. They have one-gallon jugs of Shell Rotella heavy-duty diesel oil for just $12.97. Get everything for your car in one place. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show.
The Big 550 KTRS kicks off fall in St. Louis with an incredible day of live jazz and blues on two stages in historic Webster Groves this Saturday.
Really?
It's the old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, and the Inside Out Show will be broadcasting live.
Who are you talking about? Oh, that's me.
This entire foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party is free.
Really?
For more information about the old Webster Jazz and Blues Fest, go to KTRS.com.
I couldn't be happier.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin, while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Ah, listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats.
See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
For more information on the aggressively agile 2013 Acura RDX, visit stlouisacura.com and franklytoacura.com.
Any appliance store can sell appliances, but that doesn't mean they know appliances. At Sleiman Brothers, we know everything about every brand we sell, and we are happy to spend as much time with you as you'd like so that you make the right purchase for the right situation. When we say, try us, you'll like us, we say it for a reason, because when you visit Sleiman Brothers, there's a Sleiman in every store, and we know what true personal service means. Plus, our low prices, expert advice, and free delivery keep our customers coming back. So whether your appliance is conked out, they're getting old and tired, or you're doing a complete remodel, we have the top quality brands like Whirlpool that fit your needs. Save a trip to the big box stores and visit one of our three family-owned locations, South County, South City, or Baldwin. Your friends and neighbors already have, because they know that at Sleiman Brothers, we make it easy to buy your Whirlpool appliances.
At Sleiman Brothers, try us, you'll like us.
The smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Fall means homework for homeowners. If your homework includes a new deck in your future, turn to the decking experts at Heckman Lumber. Heckman's is Missouri's largest dealer of in-stock decking, railing, lighting, and decking accessories. Heckman stocks treated lumber, cedar, TimberTech, Evergreen, AZEK, Trex, and Fiberon. They have endless choices of railing systems and LED deck lighting that will make your backyard the envy of the neighborhood. Heckman's Decking Center is second to none. They can help plan your deck and answer all of your questions. Heckman's could also recommend reputable contractors to build that deck of your dreams. Heckman's will not be undersold on in-stock decking materials guaranteed. If you're looking for a new grill, Heckman's features the Big Green Egg with a large array of egg accessories. That's Heckman Lumber and Home Centers, located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles, 390 East Wood Street in Troy, and HeckmanSTL.com.
The smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.5%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.5 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
And NMLS 1149.37. 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.71. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You, who are on the road.
Yeah, this is very similar to a song that I wrote.
That you can live by. And
it was written, I wrote it,
and so
that it could be used to tell young people what to do for a living. Actually, to tell their parents, because when parents are at a loss, ooh, what should my kids do? What should I encourage them to do? We're always going to need water. And I wrote a song called Teach Your Children Wells, about, you know, finding water.
Oh, my good.
Close, and not that funny. We'll let the audience take over at this point. This show is just not the same without Paul Harris. I don't understand. It was so good yesterday. What happened? 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We turn it over to Rich. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hey, I'm good to see you.
That's the way to be. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I was calling about this stuff in the news. You heard it here first. Is just absolutely ridiculous. Well, I don't care. I don't care who's first. I want to hear it right. I don't care if you're second or fifth or 20th.
But here's
you're
why,
the
here's,
first one
but,
that gets it out there correctly.
But here's
you're
why
you're the one I'm going to listen
here's
to.
Here's why it's stupid. They're telling you where you heard it first. They have no idea where I heard it first. I may not have watched them when they had it on earlier. I might just now be hearing about it. It's stupid. And you're right. Nobody cares. Who got it right?
And then another one that really gets me is you'll be watching the news and they'll say, in an exclusive interview with us, and they'll be talking, they'll put the news, the clip up there, somebody giving his story. 5 minutes later, you click over to another channel. It's the same guy with the same story.
Yeah.
And how is that an exclusive interview?
Well, here, the only reason it's exclusive is because you're the only ones who did the interview with that particular person questioning, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have Rich as a guest, in an exclusive interview, Rich came on KTRS. Well, it was exclusive in that nobody else had Peon interviewing Rich. It's stupid.
Right.
It's all stupid. You know, radio is a mess, but TV is really a mess.
And what you were saying about when they get it wrong, you never hear them come back the next day or a week later and say, hey, we were wrong. This is the way it really happened. And I don't want to get too much into the gun thing because I know that turns off part of your audience.
No, it turns off about three people, so don't worry about it.
But the Newtown thing, as tragic as that was with all those kids being shot, and I've gotten some conflicting reports, but from the most reliable sources that I've been able to find, they keep saying that that shooter had the handguns and an AR-15.
Right.
The AR, by my understanding, was found in his vehicle. It never made it inside the school. But yet, the media keeps saying he used an AR-15.
Right. No, I think you're right. I think it was in the vehicle. All right, Rich. Always a pleasure.
No, it was my pleasure.
Okay. Okay, if you say so. We'll let it be your pleasure. Before we get the other calls, one other thing, and I mentioned this before, and I'm going to continue to mention it. I don't know that I understand completely why so many people want to get so incensed and want action taken when people are killed a certain way, yet every day, and this is the number, I'm going to see if either one of these guys remembers the number of people killed on average every day. Let's make it every hour. Okay. Better yet, you can do it any way you want, every hour, every month. Let's make it a month. Every month, how many people do you think are killed in this country by drunk drivers? Every month. And it's been the average for about the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it's a lot.
900.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
A month, which is over 10,000 people a year killed by irresponsible people who are using a deadly weapon called a car. Yet, I still don't seem to see any really super harsh laws. You know, you still read every day, well, the guy was drunk and he killed a mother of three. Probation. I don't know that I get that. I don't see anybody demanding stricter laws about alcohol and minors who drink and drive and kill people.
In Canada, your first
they've got it right.
Their first DWI is a felony. That's it. Here, you have to have three.
But that's what it needs to be here. Yeah. And boy, I don't think that wouldn't cut it down quite a bit. Hello, Vern.
Hello.
Or as I should say.
For years, AM and PM.
Thank you, Vern. Hallelujah. I should say, hey, Vern.
Yeah. You know what I mean, Vern?
In honor of the late, great Jim Varney. What's up?
Yeah, Vern? That's what I tell people when I tell them my name. I said, I was Jim. I was, that wasn't Varney. What was his name?
Yeah, his name was Ernest, but his real name was Jim Varney. His stage name was
Ernest P. Worrell.
Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah, I'm Ernest, buddy.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
What's up, Vern?
Hey, Hawaii. Yeah. We were over there for 2 weeks about five years ago.
Okay.
And I bought my first Garmin before I went.
Okay.
Because I knew I couldn't pronounce any of that stuff.
That's a great idea.
But you type it into the Garmin, and it finds its way.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's the one place you could use a navigation.
Yeah. I bought it on a Friday after Thanksgiving before we left, and I think I gave $98 for it. Yeah. And at the car rental place over there, they were renting them for like $8 or $9 a day. We were there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. You
do the math.
Yeah.
I said, did you rent those to a lot of people? And the guy said, oh, yeah, almost everybody.
I wonder if anywhere in Hawaii there's like Main Street or Oak Street or something. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. K, H, and L, and M's.
It's Oak, Kilani, Ani,
yeah, Oak, Kilani, Ani, on Main Street.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Vern?
Well, that's about it. I agree with the last guy that called and you about the cars. We should outlaw cars because they kill people.
No. You get...
Yeah.
All right,
makes
Vern.
Not as much sense as guns.
Well, thank you, Vern.
Okay.
Okay. It's not exactly the same, but I think people get my point. We just seem to continue to let people drink and kill people with cars. I don't get it. Hello, Linda.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, this is totally off subject.
There is no subject. There is no subject.
But I know you were following Under the Dome, as was I, and
yes.
I wanted to know if you had a chance to see the finale yet.
I did. Well, wasn't this last one the finale?
Yeah.
Yes, I did see it.
And what did you think?
I don't know why I like it, because I don't like science fiction, but... Part of the reason is Big Jim, the guy that played Dean Norris, was a lead character in Breaking Bad. So that's what got me into it. Now, I didn't watch The Dome at first. I watched one episode, and I thought, this is stupid, a dome around the town. But then we recorded the next 3 or 4, and we got caught up. And now I'm hooked, and part of the reason I'm hooked is that hot redhead that got shot. I love her.
Oh, yeah, whatever her name was.
No, I like The
Julia.
Dome. Yeah. I like it, but I shouldn't like it because it's not my kind of show.
Well, I loved the show. I hated the finale.
Well,
because there was too many unanswered questions.
Well, but that's the whole point of a finale, to make sure you're there next year.
You think it's going to be on again next year?
Oh, I absolutely think so. That show, I think, doesn't The Dome do really well in the ratings?
I think so.
There's no doubt it'll be on next year.
But, you know, I've been so disappointed in some of the series finales, and you go, really?
Now, that's by design. They want you to go, ugh! They can't just finalize everything, or there's no reason to make you want to watch the next season. But no, I like it.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm reading the book now, which is totally, so far it's totally different than the series was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that were main characters in the series that have been killed off in the first two chapters. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to get your opinion.
No, I like it. Thank you, Linda.
Bye-bye.
All right. One more. No, I can't do one more. I have to take a break. I have to take an American Equity Mortgage break. Then we'll get back to more. We've got a lot of stuff to do. We have Dr. Doug Pernikoff coming in next hour, 4:15 or so. Is that
yes.
All right? And so if you have pets and you have a question, be ready with those. And then we have a lot of free time to play and take some more calls. And I brought about three cartoons in from last Sunday's Post-Dispatch just
all
to
right.
prove once again that the comic strips are not funny at all. And I have further proof sitting right in my hand. That's 2 weeks in a row I cut out three or four comics. I never read them. And this reminds me why I never read them. Not funny. We'll get to those two. American Equity Mortgage, 314, here's the real important part, 878-9999. I have a mortgage. I've had a mortgage since I was, I'm trying to think of the year we first got a house, and I'm going to say it was about 1970, and I'm going to be real close here. 77, 78. It was $53,000. It was over near Pheasant Run Apartments, and it was on a street called Turkey Creek Court, and I hated the name of our street. I hated it. I wanted to get a post office box, so when people asked my address, I'd have to say Turkey Creek Court. Like in the middle of the backwoods or somewhere. But, man, was I proud of that house, and to just say that you actually own a piece of the earth, a little piece of land and a building that's on it was terrific, but it required a mortgage. I can tell you the down payment. The down payment was about $3,000. We didn't have the three. And I took a big risk and told a builder, go ahead and start us a house. By the time it's done, I'll scrape together and find the $3,000. And we had the $3,000 and we moved in. And it's great to be a homeowner. It's got its downsides. If things break, you got to fix them. You can't call the landlord. It's on you. You got some taxes. But you know what? Overall, more than likely it'll appreciate. It's a great way to save and make some money. It's a great tax deduction. It's a great way to borrow money using the equity in the house. And the people who can tell you a whole lot more about that are the folks at American Equity Mortgage. You want to pay off your credit cards. You want to borrow money for a trip or a wedding or a car. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
All right, we had a KTRS listener call in and say there was an accident southbound 55 right around 270. Tim Weiland's here with that and more. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, we've got another accident. It's over in the Illinois area on Greenmount Road at Highway 64. And this one on 55 at 270, you can see it's raining down in the area and just causing a little bit of a delay. Westbound 70, you're slowing now from Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270, you're a little slow at McDonald. Then approaching Lindbergh, you've got stop-and-go traffic through New Florissant. Westbound 40 is just slow now approaching the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Renting is mayhem, but with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your stuff is covered. And if you add it to your auto policy, your monthly cost for renter's insurance could be around the same amount as a latte. So visit Allstate.com today to get a quote. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
It's our weekly visit with Maxim Magazine. We'll take you live to New York City. Also in studio, Tony Artz. That's A-R-T-Z. Guess what? He's an artist. We'll explain. And it's the beginning of the Kilcoyne Cleanse. This is the real deal. About to get healthy. Randy will mock. You can too, beginning at 10 o'clock.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Alton to Afton to Collinsville to Cottleville, Clayton to Creveport, your city and more. Webster to Wildwood, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Charles, wherever you live, Hazelwood to Maplewood.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Hi, George Weber. The best-selling car in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling truck in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling Chevy dealer in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Weber Chevrolet. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like a 2013 Malibu LS for just $18,900 after factory rebate, with no gimmicks, no asterisks, and no restrictions. Everyone qualifies. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Check us out at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This past spring was the first year that we ever had, really, truly had patio furniture. I mean, a real complete set of patio furniture. You know where it came from? A Meanies. And like a lot of things, you wait and you put it off till you can do it right. We didn't have a bedroom set. We got married. We did not have a bedroom set until we were married 7 years. We had a frame and a box spring and mattress. And no headboard, no chest, whatever that, what's that other thing? Dresser. We didn't have any of that. We waited till we afforded to get something decent. If you're ready for more than decent patio furniture, I have the place, Amini's. Now, the stuff that was a week or so ago out under the tent is inside now, but the savings are still as much as 50% on some of the finest patio furniture made in the world. This is patio furniture you're going to be enjoying outside and sitting on and playing with for many, many, many years. Unlike the cheap stuff, because Amini's doesn't sell junk. In any category of anything they sell, what they don't carry is junk. So, patio furniture, the number one category in sales for Amini's, and you'll see why from spring through fall, plus all the other great stuff. Amini's.com, A-M-I-N-I-S, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you check your 401k portfolio today, you might find the numbers are up, because the Dow certainly was. It closed at a new all-time high thanks to the Fed continuing the bond buying program that's been shoring up the economy. The details.